200 of those positions are already unfilled, so the company says the cuts will affect 500 employees total. The move is part of the company's efforts to boost sales and make inroads with a new generation of customers. Edward Jones analyst Brian Yarbrough says that's one of the biggest challenges facing the company.
The Harley brand just doesn't resonate with millennials and younger consumers as well as it did with the baby boomers. And, you know, these baby boomers are now getting into their 60s and, you know, 70s, and they're just not able to ride bikes or not riding bikes as often.
There were no details about what kinds of positions will be cut or where they'll be based, but more information is expected when the company releases its second quarter earnings later this month. Rachel Vasquez, Wisconsin Public Radio.